Whether or not they're in the foster care system, many Bay Area young people face a tough time completing educational goals. Statewide high school graduation rates are around 80%, but in some districts, that number is much lower. In Oakland Unified, for example, only about 60% of its seniors graduate. Reasons for those low rates are complex, but solutions don't have to be. An after-school club in Oakland called Ever Forward is using a simple model to try and help students who may be struggling with their schoolwork. The club focuses on creating and achieving specific goals, not just academically, but personally. Reporter Lizzie Schultz explores Ever Forward's approach in this story from our archives.
Next group that goes up, we're going to put everything in the truck and then we'll go up there.
I'm in the halls of Arise High School in Fruitvale. It's a little past four and students are scattered around preparing for their camping trip.
So you packed a bear? Why?
Because, you know, every man needs something to snuggle with.
Carlos Pena, one of the Ever Forward members, says he's excited.
Yes, because we always have fun. I mean, I know it's going to be fun, but sometimes you have to expect the unexpected. So yeah, I don't know what we're going to do this year, but I know it's going to be fun.
This after-school club is going on a one-night camping trip to Lake Chabot, just outside of Oakland. Members from Arise and Fremont High chapters will be spending the night in the woods together with students they may barely know.
It's very new to them.
That's Ashanti Branch. He founded the Ever Forward Club and is in charge of this camping trip.
It's a very new idea to really have people who actually care enough that you would tell them what's going on deeper behind the surface. And so this camping trip is really about the beginning of the year, kind of a connection for the new members and older members to come together to have that community building.
This club has been Branch's passion for the past 9 years. Senior Omar Bernal, president of the club, has been in the program for 4 years now.
The Ever Forward Club is, I could honestly say, it saved my life.
Bernal says he sees Ashanti Branch and the other mentors as father figures.
You feel like they're always there, even when they're not, you know. I always get a call from Ashanti saying, well, what are you doing right now? Shouldn't you be doing this?
Before he joined the Ever Forward Club, Bernal's personal life and academic life were headed in a downward spiral.
I got held back ninth grade because I was coping with my life in negative ways. I was out with friends. I never did my homework. And I used to blame it all on the absence of my father because he was never in my life. He was never in mine and my sister's life. So I always use him as an excuse, not having a father figure there showing me what's right or wrong.
Now as a senior in high school, he says the program has helped to shift his thinking in a more positive direction.
Devin and Ashanti made it crystal clear that I'm going to college. You know, no matter what doubt in my head I have, I always let them know that, well, you know, I'm thinking about not going to college. And he's like, well, then you're going to need to change that. You know, whatever it is, we'll make it work.
That can-do attitude is the idea behind the club. Always moving forward, always improving who you can be. Ashanti Branch got this idea around 10 years ago when his job as a civil engineer was not feeding his soul. After finishing his master's at Mills College, he began teaching at San Lorenzo High School.
Teaching mathematics, and I really thought that what students needed was that they needed a teacher who cared and a teacher who was prepared and a teacher who had passion. And I was all those things, but I still had these African-American and Latino boys in my class that weren't passing. And I was like, what's the problem? Like, I'll come early, I'll stay late, I'll buy you lunch. I always got food in my room. Like, what do you need?
Branch started researching and found that 47% of African-American males and 43% of Latino males were failing half or more of their classes. He realized something was wrong.
I'm wanting to reach them, but I can't reach them either. So I said, well, maybe I need to ask them. So I invited some young men together, and I said, look, I'm going to buy you lunch once a week. You come to this class, I'll buy you lunch once a week, every Thursday. And let's just talk. Let's talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. Let's talk about more positive than negative. But let's talk about what is it that's in the way of you living the life that you want to live. And from that, the Ever Forward Club started.
9 years later, the Ever Forward Club has two locations with over 55 members and a few teachers who help coordinate the trips and meetings. Branch is from Oakland, and his life story has been a way to connect with students.
I grew up without a father, from a single mother on welfare. She worked hard to put herself through school so she could provide a little bit better for us, but we were still broke, right? We were still struggling, right? So I'd share them with my story, and I say, you know, my story may be different than yours. You may have it better than me, or you may have it worse than me, but everyone has it better than some and worse than most, right? And how would you decide that? What do you want to do about it? And so for them to know that they can come to me, and no matter what they have done or what challenge they're facing, that I'm not there to judge them, that I'm there to say, so what do you think you should do?
Branch has taught math at both Fremont and Arise High School, but just this year he became a case manager at Fremont. A teacher by day and a mentor during all other hours, the executive director says it has been a struggle to find the funding for the Ever Forward Club.
When you're in the work, I'm in the trenches every day teaching and working at schools, I don't have a chance to go out and mingle with the people who have the money, right? Because I'm teaching the kids.
Branch is not only teaching these students, he is reaching them. Through the weekly meetings, field trips, and college tours, Branch and the rest of his team are making sure students achieve their goals.
And I feel like a lot of youth here in Oakland really need this type of support, you know, positive role models, both women and men.
That's Senior Omar Bernal again. He's realized the benefits of this brotherhood program.
The Ever Forward Club, was really a group of support academically and emotionally, where I realized that I do have goals in life after spending a whole life of saying you're not going to amount to anything. It took me an extra year, but I'm still here, senior year, looking really good to colleges because of the Ever Forward Club and all the different opportunities that it offered me, and just all the different leadership roles that it bestowed upon me that really made me mature for my age.
The question is not if this program works. These students have a 100% graduation rate from high school and 100% are being accepted into college. The question is how the district, as well as the community, can make sure that Ever Forward Club continues to thrive.
We still have tons of stuff upstairs.
So you have other people there to help?
They're ready to head off on the camping trip. Teachers figure out who is going in which van while students load the small truck, overflowing with sleeping bags and food.
Okay, otherwise, I mean, you don't have room, do you?
These teens are grateful for the opportunities this club has to offer and are full of enthusiasm for the trip ahead. For Cross Currents, I'm Lizzie Schultz.